quit and he's still here.
Yeah, Doom quit.
Yeah. I thought I saw him scooting.
It's in the back of the room here.
Like he actually ran in here. It was uncomfortable to watch.
For me?
Yeah.
Seth Gilson mentioned that after a win like Seth, you also being disappointed as a player because the way it went down in the third period. How do you put it in perspective as a coach, like finding a way to win the game, but also match the third period you would like to see?
Like, every time you play, of course you look back and you just want to say, God, that was a perfect game. It's great. Didn't give up any chances, scored a bunch of goals, didn't give anything. You know, we haven't had a lot of those. Basically, the two I can stick out are both against them. And, you know, they get a lot of firepower on the team. You know, I think the guy you're upset for is the goaltender, you know, in the end, because he's really the unsung hero. He never really, you know, he always gets a lot of praise, you know, when, you know, he's noticeable. So, and then when you just win other games where you've played solid defensively, he doesn't really get tapped on the back, and so you feel bad for him. But it was, you know, there was a 7-minute stretch there, you know, until they tied it up, and you just, you're on the wrong side of pucks. You're thinking it's coming easy because they had pretty good feel at the end of the second. Well, the other team's not thinking that way, and I'm sure, you know, it was said in their locker room, they came out with a little fire, and they burned us. You know, it was fortunate for us that we regrouped after 5-5, and they found a way.
Occasionally, we need to be reminded that Steven Stamkos can score goals. Mm-hmm. The streak he's on right now, but what in his game have you seen this year? I mean, it's an off face-offs. I mean, where have you seen him grow?
Well, he's a lot of goals and a lot of points in this league, and he has that because he has the ability to do that, and he can sniff out offensive situations. You know, there's certain guys, and every team's got one or two of them, and we happen to have a few of them that, you know, pucks have eyes for him, and you know, when he's kind of feeling it, it's you want to get him the puck because there's a good chance it's going to go in, and guys have been giving him pucks in really good situations. And Cooch gave him one tonight, and he's shooting, and that's a big thing. Is when he's deferring to the shot first mentality, these are things that happen. It's you know, it's been a heck of a December for him.
How much concern is over Sergachev's injury at all, or does he feel better after the game?
I haven't really checked. It was him and Millsy, so we'll reevaluate here. But yeah, Miller couldn't come back, and you know, Sergey was at the end, so I don't know quite yet.
Give guys like a Chernak and maybe a Martell another chance just in case.
They've been getting a chance when we've needed them, and you know, especially Chernak, he's played pretty regularly, and so we'll evaluate here and see what happens.
Good. Dr. Sears, come on.
That's the fire, right?